So I'm on the line with a wonderful artist and sculptor called Rodolphe Corey. Rodolphe, are you on the line there with me?
Yes, I mean, I'm all right. Yes.
Welcome to the Art Show. It's an absolute honour and a pleasure to have you on the show with us this evening and to talk about your upcoming exhibition, which is going to be happening very soon at the Mart Studio on 65 Crumlin Road on December the 12th, Tuesday, December the 12th, between 6 and 9. That'll be the actual opening night. And then after that, there'll be a private viewing. And of course, we'll give out a contact number for that. But it's an amazing exhibition that you're going to be doing, Rodolphe. Can you tell us a little bit about what people can expect at the Mart Studio?
Well, I will present a different series of my work. It's I hope it will people will be happy to see its recent work. So it's about I'm working since a few years now about on a panel team. I'm drawing posts, but these posts are quite particular because normally you have an order, an indication on a post, and on my post there is nothing. The time has passed, and so you are rediscovering a panel with as an object. You know, it's a free panel. It's, mm-hmm. It's talk about liberty. In fact, it's talking about the time which is passing. You know, it's about time cycle, about the slow, inexorable and beautiful erosion of everything, an acceptation of destiny.
Yes, it sounds absolutely wonderful. I just want to read out a little bit that you have. We're on the theme. What's your artist's statement about this exhibition? They're always speaking about passing time, about time cycle, about the slow, inexorable and beautiful erosion of everything, like an acceptation of destiny, of what is and has to be. They invite you to a kind of contemplation of wisdom. And you say that you want to make something that's calm, pleasant for the eyes and the mind. That's wonderful.
Yes. So I'm presenting this panel, but I also present a different different series. It's a drawing with leaves, you know. I have a studio left in March last this year. It's beginning of the year in East Cork, on the countryside, and I wanted to use the colors who surrounded me. And in front of my studio, I have a tree with a beautiful colors, and the leaves have autumn colors, even if it was the spring. So I've used them to make a painting. And I've had writing on this painting, and it makes something very dynamic. You know, it's like a throw mm-hmm. of leaves.
Yes.
It's like they're flying away. You know, something. It's very dynamic and decorative. Something poetic, an instant of nature, in fact.
Yeah. I mean, the actual exhibition is on a panel theme, and you say that these panels are a kind of signature.
Yes, because I think it's something original. I find to speak about the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and your exhibition is not just about nature, but as you said, it's about time. And you say here so beautifully, this work extends my reflection about passing time and the acceptance of fatality, a suspended time without the sting of the spine. So what you do is you love to see a watch, the watch dials without the spine. That's amazing.
Yes, well, that's all the works I've made with clock, how do you call this clock?
The actual face. You mean the actual face of? I mean, we are all familiar with what a clock looks like, and I suppose you know that idea that it, you know, it's tick tocking all the time. It's always passing.
Yes, but my it's tiles, in fact, but you don't have the spine on it, you know. So it's you have the tiles without the spine. I find this little piece. I found them first on a flea market, and it was interesting me as an object. I was not thinking to use them for my work. And but finally, it was joining the team about the passing time that I'm doing on the panels.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting to speak about time with. This is the third thing I'm showing in this exhibition.
Yes. You say that your panel theme, there can be abstracts, minimals, and expressionists.
Yes,
and it's so lovely. You love the beauty of the world, but you prefer the little things.
Yes, well, I think that you can say a lot with little things. You know, no need to make big things. You know, in our time, many people, they want to make big things. You know, it's very ambitious. I think you can be ambitious in another way by making little things. You know, it can work.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You say it can be more intuitive, and it's more depending on the mood of the day.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, sometimes you want to eat. You want to eat meat. Some other day you want to eat pasta. You know, it depends on the mood.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like that. You know, sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm sad. So my panels, they can be sad or happy.
Yes, it's so, and you love spot. Yeah, it gives you that freedom. You said it gives you a bigger freedom of execution and a spontaneity.
Yes, yes, especially for little pieces. You know, I'm presenting mainly little pieces for my exhibition now, in my studio in Kremlin, and for the pieces which are bigger, it asks a more long time to make them. So you're obliged to follow the way you decide at the beginning, but for the little piece, you can make one in rapidly. So it's more, you're more free when you are doing little pieces.
Yes. Yeah. Now, I mean, this is an art exhibition, but you're also a sculptor, and you went to one of the best art schools in Paris.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, it's a long time ago. Yes, it's at the Beaux-Arts in Paris. Yes, it's a beautiful school close to the Seine, the river.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very nice school. So I've met a lot of artists of all nationality, and it was really interesting to work in this time, yeah.
Yes, and you have exhibited here before. I mean, as you say, you live between here and France, and you've exhibited in both. I mean, you've been exhibiting for many years here in Ireland in France as well.
Yes, yes. Well, I've met my girlfriend, my partner. She's an Irish girl, and we are living together both in France and in Ireland. And
right,
I'm knowing her. Yes, I'm making exhibition in Ireland. Yeah.
Yes, you said that you came here about 20 years ago. It's actually your mother also loves the Irish culture.
Oh yes, she loves. In fact, it's her who introduced me to Ireland. You know, she's really passionate with Ireland. You know, she knows a lot about your country. You know, about history, about writers, and she has hundreds of books of writers, of Irish writers in her home,
mm-hmm.
and she loves all about Ireland. You know. She don't know why, but she really loves your country.
That's such a lovely compliment to us. And of course, you know, you're also we're honored to have you in our country. I mean, you've got quite a few admirers and other artists. I don't really want to throw out some big names, but you know, I know Googie is a fan of yours,
I've met Googie. Yes, he's a gentleman, and I love his work a lot. Yes, yes, I've met him. Yeah, he's and I think he likes my work too. Yes,
yes.
I love also classical artists like Paul Henry and all this period of Irish artists. But one of my favorites, in fact, it's it's Sean Scully.
Right.
Which is, I think his work is very strong and I really like it, yeah.
Well, you know, I think this is going to be an amazing exhibition. I am certainly looking forward to it. And I will put all the details of the exhibition on our social media here at Near FM. And I suppose, you know, after the, the actual exhibition is on Tuesday, December the 12th. And after that, people, what we'll do is I will put the some contact details on our social media for people that would love to come and, I suppose, view the exhibition privately at your studio there in on the Crumlin Road at the Mart Studio. I know we could talk a lot longer because I know that you're a real... expert and on art history, so it would be my pleasure to invite you back on the art show in the future, maybe to talk at length and some more about the history of art and I suppose the how art, what you're seeing in the galleries here in Ireland and how they compare to I suppose the art world in what you see in France and in Paris in particular. So thank you so much, Rodolphe, for being on the show with me.
Very kind, and it was a really pleasant moment with you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
Bye, Nora.
Bye-bye. Bye.